I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with two Italian tour guide friends of mine, Anne Long and Riccardo Panareo. Karen's on the line in Macomb, Illinois. Karen, thanks for your call.
We are planning a trip to northern Italy, and we are wanting to include Cinque Terre in our itinerary, and we've heard there were floods and that there's been damage to the trails and area there, and we're wondering if that's something we need to consider in what we do.
Okay, Karen. Now, first of all, for our listeners that aren't aware of the Cinque Terre, that's literally the five lands. It's five gorgeous villages that are almost traffic-free on the most scenic part of the coastline in that area between Genoa and Pisa. It's one of my favorite places in all of Europe. Tragically, in October of 2011, they had a flash flood, a huge rainstorm, and two of the towns, because of their topography, are kind of like funnels, and all the water from the surrounding countryside flushed in there and buried those cities under like 8 feet of mud. And it was really something. And for 6 months, they were digging out. And for several months, Vernazza, my favorite town, was not even inhabitable. The army and the Red Cross were there and so on. But I was just back there, and it's been more than a year now, and they're really ready for prime time. If you didn't know there was a flood, you wouldn't know that it happened. All the trails are fixed. Some of the trails are closed, not because of the flood necessarily, but they're just perennially trying to keep them open. But generally, you've got all the hiking you want to do, and the five towns are looking better than ever. And I'm very excited to go back to the Cinque Terre and thankful that they dug out. Riccardo, any other ideas on the Cinque Terre?
No, I mean, the villages recover very quickly. They are in full blast. They're working. I was there a couple of months ago. Some of the trails still have to be fixed.
It was a powerful flood.
Yes.
Historically, Karen, the problem was these towns were built on a ravine with a river going right down the middle. And then over the generations, they decided, hey, let's pave over the river and we can then walk across instead of using the bridges. So you got a main street going right down with the river running under it. Well, if they don't keep the drainage system underneath cleaned out and it gets clogged up and you get a bad rainstorm, it overwhelms that, and that's what happened on two of the towns. Three of the towns weren't even affected, but boy, that was a flood that they will live to remember. Mm-hmm. But now I wouldn't even give it a second thought, really. I'd go back it's as magical as ever. And remember, when you fly into Milano, you're just a couple of hours to the south by fast train, and you get to the Cinque Terre. Also, a lot of discount airlines go into Pisa, and Pisa is just 1 hour from the Cinque Terre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were also wondering about Carrara. They have marble mine tours and things?
Anne, talk about Carrara a little bit, famous for the marble.
Yeah, Carrara is a beautiful place, and if you're interested, I mean, the people that are interested in Michelangelo want to go and see the source of why he had to go and handpick the marble out, so you can get up to Carrara, and they'll take you inside the mountain to show you exactly how they get the chunks of marble out, how they cut it, how they work it, and they have workshops that you can visit to see how they're using the marble nowadays to make statues that are going all over the world.
So, Anne, is there an actual museum or a tour that you take, or how do you experience the marble industry historically
when
in Carrara?
When you can get up to Carrara itself, either with public transportation, buses, etc., and then when you're up there, they have tours that you can organize right while you're there.
And marble just dominates that whole culture. I mean, they even they age their meat in their lard.
You can go up into, as you're going up to Carrara, you can stop and have a meal at these little small local restaurants, and they have lard that they pack into marble canisters, we'll say, and until it hardens up, and then slice it and eat it. And boy, is that a nice hearty meal.
what is the word? Lardo?
Lardo.
Lardo.
Lardo de Carrara.
Lardo
de Carrara.
The only thing, make sure that you eat the lardo and not the marble.
Okay.
I hope that gives you some good ideas, Karen.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks for your call. Have fun with your adventure.
Yeah, enjoy your vacation.
We will.
Ciao.
We will. Thank you.